The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up, Grammy Award-winning artist Jason Crabb describes what the song Through the Fire means to him.
My wife and I went through two miscarriages back-to-back when that song came out. And I said, God's got perfect time and we'll figure this out, you know? And I'm full of questions.
And he will take you through the fire again.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Belinda Lane is with me, and we have another wonderful guest. Belinda, yeah, everybody knows our guest today, do we not?
I mean, if you have any history of listening to music, especially Christian or gospel, you would have to know.
Absolutely. Crabb Family, Gaither Vocal Band, is that the right? Because he's got a lot of Gaither.
He's got a lot.
Jason Crabb.
Glad.
Welcome, Jason.
Thank y'all for having me. Thank you for letting me be on.
We're so glad that you're here because you have some really cool things to talk about, but also just... Look at that hat. I mean, we're just glad you're here because
you come to Texas, right?
That's right.
You gotta have a hat.
I guess so. I don't own one.
You don't have a hat?
No, I don't have a cowboy hat.
You know, I wear mine all the time, and sometimes I'll be at festivals and I wear this hat, and I get some comments. One of them said, "He's a cowboy wannabe," and I said, "You know what? You're absolutely
right."
I said, "I am. I would love to have some chickens and some cows and horses and all that kind of stuff." And I said, "And if I ever get it, I'm dressed for the occasion."
Well, you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
There's probably a spiritual principle in there somewhere. Just.
I can't find it, but that's okay. Here's the thing, though. I will say this, though, Jason. People would look at you and go, "Oh, man, that guy's been successful. You look good. You sound great." Your album... Your new album coming out. It's got an older song that people know called "Through the Fire."
Through the Fire.
What is that song about? Because that's a tough one.
That song has been a staple for my family through the years. My family traveled. That's where I started. I started out with my siblings, and we all jumped out on the road with our parents, and so we took off and had a wonderful time. My dad wrote this song, and. It touched a lot of people's lives. I didn't know when I recorded it in the studio that it was going to do and mean so much to a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. Had no clue it was going to be really hitting me and my wife. My wife and I went through two miscarriages back to back when that song came out. I'm up on stage singing this song. People are coming up and telling me, this is what I need. I remember many nights going to the bus, and my wife, I'd go to the bus, and she'd be crying. She'd go, "I'm just going, I don't understand it." I said, "God's got perfect time, and we'll figure this out, you know?" And I'm full of questions. Then we had our first child, and I remember the moment that I got to hand Ashley to her mother. It was the most... heavenly moment that I've ever experienced on earth. Now I still sing that song night after night. I know what it's like singing it, going through the fire, but I also know what it's like to stand on stage and sing it now with my victory.
Why do you think, in retrospect, having been through the fire personally, why do you think we have to go through these things? A lot of people, obviously the people that hear the song and tell you how much it means to them or meant to them. They've been through it or they're in it. And I mean, do you wrestle with that question of why do good people, why do Christians, God-loving people go through such tough things?
I think we're not kept from those things. Sometimes I think, I tell people, I don't believe that that's what God intended for us. I think he turns them and helps. And I was just talking backstage just a little bit ago. You know, I feel like for the first time in my life, I'm at a spot in life to be able to minister and to speak in such an honest place. And I think it's because of, wounds that were not self-inflicted, also self-inflicted wounds. which those are the hardest ones to get over, but through life, situations, that, disappointments, you know, just a lot of things. But I think the Lord takes those things and molds them and helps you help others. So we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I think it's a piece of our testimony.
I think in John, when it says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. Yeah. I have overcome the world. I think sometimes believers get a little disillusioned that, you know, they might be checking all the boxes, doing everything right, and yet part of life feels like it's falling apart. Mm-hmm. And I think that can sometimes kind of put them on their backs. Like, I don't understand why this would be happening to me because I'm following the Lord. And you, I mean, that's a little bit of how you, your faith probably became very real to you, not in the middle of it, but when you saw God take you through it. Yeah. How did it change how you saw your relationship with the Lord and how you walked out your faith? Because you said it's much more honest now.
It is, and I think you said a key thing through. Nowhere does it say he was just going to pluck you out of that situation, but he said he'd be with you and he'd walk with you and he'd be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He'll give you the strength. His mercies are made new each and every morning. I think that that's the deal. He's going to give you the strength to get through, and he's more than enough. And you just hold on. As the song says, hold on.
Yeah.
Our Lord's going to show up. He'll take you through.
Yeah, and I think the hold on, that's a key point, because I think you and I both know people that have hit that fire.
Yeah.
They've hit that hard time, that disappointment, that loss, and they've said, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, God must not be real, or I don't want to believe, whatever. And that's tough, because you're right. If you will just hold on, God will see you through.
My spiritual hero was my grandmother. My spiritual hero. She, one day I was just on the bus. I was frustrated. I was just at the end of it. And I couldn't make sense of it. I felt like everybody was against me. Nothing was working. I'm like, so I had my phone, and I'm going through it. And I'm going, who am I going to call? I need to talk to somebody. And I didn't know who I could trust.
Right.
You know? And I'm just going, I just need to hear. And I saw my grandmother, and I hit that. And she goes, and she's just this big, old, long country drawl. Jace! You know, that's exactly what she said. Like, she goes, that's you? I said, yes, it's me. She goes, what's wrong? And I said, well, I said, I just need to talk to you. She goes, let me tell you. She said, when you get to the end of your rope, she said, honey, you just tie a great big old knot in it and hold on with all your might. She said, but while you're holding on, you got to know he's got a hold of you.
Wow.
That's amazing.
While you're holding on, because we need something to do, right? Right? While we're holding on, just know he's got a hold of you. And when she said that, she prayed for me. It was real simple. She goes, Lord, I don't even know what I need to pray for him, but you know. And you know what I mean? And that was kind of her honest prayer. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about,
that
God honesty.
I think God loves those honest prayers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when we hung up, I said, I said, that helped. It's just it's an honest answer. And then I realized it wasn't everybody else around me. It was me. So.
Wow, that's really powerful. I want to ask you about a line in a song, because I think sometimes when people are going through a fire, I think one of the things that's hard about that is they don't know how long they're going to be in that season. And in the lyric from the song says, he never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come
in time.
Talk about that time piece, because I know for me, like, anytime I've been in a season that's been hard, I'm like, God, I trust you, but how long do I have to wait for your answer?
You have to know this, that God will not allow you to stay in something longer than you can handle. He said in his word, he sits as a refiner. You remember that scripture? He says he sits as a refiner, a silversmith, sits in front of a fire, refiner's fire. There was a lady that was reading that, actually a ladies group that was reading it, and I heard the story. She said, I wanted to find out what the silversmith had to go through. And she said, the silversmith would take a raw piece of silver and put it in the hottest part of the fire. And he's explaining this to her. And she goes, well, how long do you know it's supposed to be there? Is it the same time? And he goes, oh, no. Every piece of raw silver is different. Hmm. And this is the thing. She goes, well, how do you know when it's done? He said, that's the easy part. When I look at it and see my reflection in it, I know that it's at its goodness. Purest place. So wow. God will not allow you to go further than you can handle. But after you have been through it, I think that that's, you know, when you can be that testimony, we are overcomers, you know.
And isn't that true? I mean, everything that we're here on earth to do is to be more of a reflection of our
Him.
Father.
Yeah.
The good and the bad
yeah.
that gets us there.
Okay. All right. Well, there's probably some people that are going through some fires right now. Maybe you've been. I don't know where you're at. But you could use a little encouragement. That's what this man's here for. We'd love to hear that song one more time.
Man, I'd love to sing it one more time.
Well, let's go hear you sing that, and then we'll come back, and I want to ask you about the album that's coming out soon.
Sure. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances, things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. It's when my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded I have never been forsaken. Never had to stand one test alone. It's when I look at all the victories I'm reminded all God has done for me. And it's through the fire my weakness gets made strong. He never promised the cross would not get heavy, that you would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting. He said, remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up. He will take you through the fire again. I know within myself that I surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, He'll shield the flames again, again and again. Oh, He never promised the cross would not get heavy, the hill would not be hard to climb. Trees without fighting, and He said help would always come right on time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, the adversary says, give in, oh no, just hold on. Our Lord will show up. He will take you through. Hold on, our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again.
So good.
I know, right?
Amazing.
Wow.
What a voice.
So for somebody who may be watching now, and they're struggling, and they hear that song, and they're just trying to hold on.
Yeah.
What would you maybe say to them to encourage them today?
Well, I'm just going to say this. The Lord loves you, number one. You got to know that. And number two is your situation, no matter how big or small, here's what I would love for you to know and to realize is that no matter what, He cares. And it's wonderful to have someone in your life that cares about what you are going through, no matter how big or small that is. Your concern, your heart, your anxiety towards that situation, whatever that it may be, I want you to know Jesus cares. Mm-hmm. And He hears your prayers. He hears everything that you are saying. And I promise you, He will get you through this. Do not throw in the towel. Mm-hmm. Pull the rocket, do whatever you got to do. Listen, hang in there. Just hold on, right? Because He is on His way and He will always be there. He's a just and is an amazing God, and He loves you. He loves you.
Yeah, that's so good. So good. By the way, if you're watching right now and you want someone to pray with you, call that telephone number.
Yes.
We got people standing by. I'd love to just walk with you through your fire just for a moment, but just remind you that what Jason's telling you is true. He'll bring you through. Keep holding on. So if we can be that friend to you, we'd love to talk to you today. Such a blessing.
Truly a blessing. And okay, so this is an album that is being released soon.
Oh,
is that
so excited about this record?
Yeah.
I really am. So my family and I, we traveled many years, 15 years on the road. First time ever being here in life was with my family.
Oh wow!
So I wanted to go back and redo some songs of my family because we don't tour together anymore. And they're all just, you know, people go, are y'all going to get back together? I was like, it's so hard. They're like herding feral cats, you know, to get them all together. They had their own ministries and doing whatever. So I just went back and wanted to recut some of these songs. My daughter did this one with me. I had some special guests. I did Still Holding On. Vince Gill sang on the record with me, along with Joseph Habedank. I did Baptism of Jesse Taylor. You might remember that song. The Gaither Vocal Band did that. So I've got some fun songs that is just a joy, and I'm so thankful.
Now that's great. Any gospel music fan out there is going to love that,
yes.
Obviously. But more importantly, I think, Jason, your music is not just good music, which is, it's great music.
Thank you.
But it's encouraging music. It's music that brings people back to the heart of God.
That's exactly
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and it's clear that your heart is for that, is for people to experience Him, not just to listen to a great gift.
No, that's it, man. I'm going to tell you what. I've been around the world. I've seen a lot of things. I've been backstage at a lot of places. And I'm just going to tell you, this message that we're singing about, that's what everybody's looking for. Whether they know what they're looking for or not, I'm telling you, it's the joy, it's the peace, it's the happiness. It's Jesus.
Yeah.
It's Jesus. It's the message of Jesus. I promise.
I love that you love to share that. And you know what? We love to share that as well. And in fact, we're going to give you an opportunity to be a part of sharing that message, the love of Jesus in people's lives today with some people who, frankly, have gone through some fires and are still going through them. But you can reach out in a beautiful opportunity around the world to help those that need to feel His love and to hear it, see it in a practical way. Watch this and pray about being a part of this outreach that we call Mission Feeding.
Across Africa, millions of families wake up each morning unsure if there will be anything to eat today. When food is scarce, Children are the first to suffer, and for a mother, there is no greater pain than watching her child waste away, knowing that what they need most is simply food. Without timely intervention, malnutrition will remain the silent killer, taking the lives of young children. But if we can provide mission feeding to villages in crisis, mothers like Teresa and Rosa will never again worry about losing another child because of the lack of food.
You know, the beauty of mission feeding is that it is a remembrance of people who are praying, people who have said, Lord, send us some help somewhere. And I just, Belinda, I think that we're the answer to their prayers.
I know we are. I mean, when you hear a mother's cry, and she's not even just crying for her children, she's saying, I may not even exist. Right. Like, the village may not exist. Yeah. It's just so heartbreaking. And yet, when she has that cry, I mean, there's, in our humanity, you can't hear someone cry and not want to answer the cry for help.
I believe.
And it's within our range that we can do that.
You know, it's within our, well, I mean, Scripture literally tells us when you have the means to do good, you know, don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
Right? And mm-hmm. so that's really what mission feeding is about. It's about mm-hmm. saying we have the ability to help, and it's so economically feasible.
Well, I was going to say, though, with that, Randy, do you think maybe if somebody is not sure if they should or could, is it because they don't think their little is enough?
Oftentimes. And let me hit the numbers real quick, just to give you an idea. Mm-hmm. $30 will help feed 3 children for several months. And you go, how do you do that? Well, we've been on the ground there with our mission partners for decades now. We have everything in place to do that. We have the power of the dollar can't be overstated in these third world countries where they have such desperate need. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you ask another question, Belinda, off camera, and it's a very common question. You talk about why would people even stay where they're mm-hmm. at, you know? Well, you saw the 2 pieces of, I think it was corn, just standard
crops.
Corn,
mm-hmm.
right, that had dried up.
So crops have been good
crops
there before.
Crops have been good there, yes, and the people work hard. Mm-hmm. Something happens in the process of providing the food, whether it's a flood or a failed crop, a drought, something like that. And that's where we go. Mm. Mission feeding is emergency food program, essentially. We often do it in schools because when a child is focused on their next meal, they can't really get an education. When the children are having to work constantly in the fields to help provide a next meal, makes it hard to get an education. It makes it hard to get out of that cycle. Mission feeding gets children, villages, families out of the cycle of poverty and starvation and hunger. That's what you're giving. When you give $50, for example, to help feed 5 children for the next several months, or $100 to help feed 10 children, you're not just giving them food in a bowl. Yes, you are helping to provide that, because that's what the immediate need is. But you're also giving them a hope and a future through an education. You're also giving them the gospel, because the gospel is embedded in everything that we do. So as we wrap up this television campaign, I want you to let you know that the mission feeding will continue with your support. We need to hear from you. This is the last week we'll be talking about it on the air during this campaign. Some of you could perhaps give $1,000 to help feed 100 children, maybe even more. I'm telling you, right now, we will make a difference with your help. It's worked in the past. It's working. We want it to continue working in the future. Will you join us today? Will you go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can? be the hands and feet of Jesus to reach out to those who have an immediate and desperate need and say, you know what? We're going to share the love of God with you, and this is how we're going to show it. So please, again, go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Father's Heart Devotional. Drawing from Scripture and his past, James Robison takes you on a 90-day journey to help you experience a deeper, more personal relationship with God as your loving Father. With your gift of $100 or more, you will receive the Father's Heart Bundle. This stationery set, paired with the devotional, is a thoughtfully designed collection created to help you share encouragement, prayer, and the love of our Heavenly Father with those you care about. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need, request Life's beautiful bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, this is the last week you'll see this on the air, but boy, we need to hear from you, because those beautiful kids, let's keep doing what we've been doing, and we need you to be a part of it. Call, go online, give the best gift you can. And don't forget Jason Crabb's new album.
I mean, it's going to be so great. The songs are amazing. Tell us where people can find you and what's next for you.
Well, there's a lot. You know, we've just kind of done a new thing. We've got the new record coming out. We're touring this record. You can find all of our tour dates on our website, jasoncrabb.com. That's simple.
I appreciate that, and I know it's going to bless people. Yeah. And, man, thanks for stopping by with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Let me bring my hat and my guitar.
Come back anytime.
Hopefully I'll have a horse next time I show up.
I don't know about that. I don't know, but that would be an interesting one. But we hope that you come back again. We'll see you again next time here on Life Today.
Author and podcast host Tasha Calvert breaks down what holiness truly means tomorrow on Life Today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.